This is TWiT.
Google's going to take its self-driving cars into the public starting this summer. You'll be able to see the Google self-driving cars driving around Mountain View. I mean, it's not like, and it's not going to be these Lexuses with the LiDAR on the roof. It's going to be the funny little cars that look like the Tonka cars you had when you were a
kid. I would pay to take a tour in one, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, I'm sad because they're putting a temporary, the real ones don't have any steering wheel, accelerator, or brake. But to reassure people, they're putting a human in there and a temporary accelerator, brake, and steering wheel so that if you see these driving around, you don't go, oh, my God.
Well, actually, it's a little more complicated than that. So all the testing they've done is at Ames, which is federal land.
Right.
And the rules for California don't apply. And the rules for California are saying that to get their autonomous licenses, they need an accelerator, brake, and steering wheel.
So they put those in for
so
California.
So it's not just temporary. It's until they can tweak the laws, okay?
Yeah.
As you know, I cover a lot of automotive stuff, too. I don't know. I think it's interesting to see how people will take to seeing these on the road.
This is smart, right?
Yeah.
This is a way of getting those little cars out there. And
yep.
It's all about PR at this point. From a purely rational point of view, humans are terrible drivers.
Yes.
And shouldn't be allowed to pilot vehicles. If all the cars on the road were autonomous, there would be, I think, far fewer accidents. There would be far fewer traffic jams. There'd probably be fewer cars because you wouldn't need to own a car as necessarily. You just call when you want one.
Right. Special purpose cars is what's interesting here.
Right. I remember talking years ago to somebody at Google who was doing autonomous vehicles, who said, you know, what this really is all about is eliminating car ownership. Because if you've got a fleet of autonomous vehicles of all kinds, and you could just push a button, by the way, now I understand why Uber's worth $50 billion. If you could just push a button on an app and an autonomous vehicle would show up, would take you to where you want to go. Let's say you're going to go camping. It would take you to the High Sierra where an autonomous RV would be waiting for you. You would get
in. I wrote about this in What Would Google Do? And it was exactly this idea that if you became a get you there company rather than a sell you a car company.
Yes.
That you want to go out on a date, you come with a Mercedes.
Right.
Want to go, you know, pick up the kids, you come with a minivan. You want to go camping, you get a camper.
It's crazy. We all own multiple cars, that many of which just sit in a driveway or a garage and don't get used. So from a purely rational point of view, this all makes sense. From an emotional point of view, they've got a lot of splaining to do. They've got a lot of PR to do.
They've got
to convince legislatures, they've got to convince users. Who's going to be the first person to get in a car with no steering wheel, brake pedal,
I'll do
or
it.
Accelerator?
I'll do it.
Really?
Would you
go over? Okay, Jeff, would you go over a bridge in one of them?
No.
All right. Well, in the Bay Area, that severely limits your ability to move around. Like,
so, but Jeff doesn't want to go on a bridge in a car with anybody.
No, seriously, tell us why no. Why not?
Because I'm bridge phobic.
He's phobic.
Okay, that's fair enough. That's a different thing.
But you would trust the car.
Plus, Miriam, the Delphi car, the Delphi Audi that went across.
Yeah.
The story said that when they were scared, because when it hit like the Ben Franklin Bridge, the car is confused by metal.
Oh, wow. You know what? I covered that car at South by Southwest, actually, and I was wondering if they're going to make it problem-free. I already took them several days, though.
There have been accidents, but according to Google, in every respect, when the Delphi car had an accident. According to Google, that they were all human-caused errors.
With quotes.
Yeah.
All errors in the world are human errors.
Yeah.
You know, that's what the robots will say to us when they start eliminating.
You're the error, my friend.
You are the error. Boom.
You are the error. We machines will kill you.
That's right.
You are error machines. We are not.
I don't think most people would argue with the logic that machines could perform better than humans.
Yeah.
In a normal scenario. The fear is that, you know, you'll have like a Siri moment and your car will just like, you know, drive off the road or Apple Maps.
I agree with you. I think I really think they need some manual controls. Look, airplanes today fly almost completely autonomously. There's pilots
on
there.
Pilots.
And the pilots are in there to land and take off because those are the critical phases of flight. I don't see why you couldn't have, you know, manual control. Like, look, the semi that was launched by Daimler this past week or 10 days ago now at the Hoover Dam, the first autonomous semi that is legal, road legal in Nevada. And you know, it's Freightliner, Daimler company. And that thing is really clearly designed to just cruise along on the highway in its lane, autopilot, follows the lane, follows the cars in front of it. But as soon as it needs to get off the freeway or pass something, it gives control back to the driver.
Yeah, Elon Musk has talked a lot about this, where he sees it should be autopilot, not self-driving or autonomous.
I think he's right, though.
People need to think about it in that context, where, well, planes have it, and it's a good thing to rely on when you can't focus 100% on the road at all times. But you still need people there to help out if the vehicle is in a lot of traffic.
That's actually not
complicated.
This is 2025.
That's the previous one. Look for Freightliner self autonomous truck, Nevada.
I did, but all I got was a
if you just go
press
to Autoblog or Jalopnik, they have lots of coverage and Gadget covered.
Mark, that's interesting. You raised another interesting point here. Is that I'm thinking about this? Is that in a sense the autonomous car, the autopilot car, has to know whether the cars around it are driven by humans or computers,
right?
If it's computers, it can go closer and they can communicate. If it's humans, it's stay away. They're idiots. Mistakes.
I think road work is a situation where there's detours and it can't rely wholly on the map. And I know they've got those infrared sensors and stuff on the top, but there's certain situations where you're driving, you don't really think about it, but it would be quite complicated for a computer to figure out.
Now, Jeff, would you be willing to jump in these and run around the town and
in a big truck?
Anything. Actually, I'd rather be in a big truck. At least if I tangle with somebody, I'd win.
But I like the idea of the autopilot.
You've talked me down. I thought this would be cool. Yeah.
Here's
what Google says. We didn't put a steering wheel in there because people freak out. They make mistakes. It's better to say, you're out of luck. You just go for the ride to let them take control because they do dumb things. Somebody in the chat room asked me when we started talking about this, well, who would you trust in black ice or 8 inches of snow? And I'd trust the autonomous car.
I'm more concerned right now about the reliability and stability of these systems without a steering wheel and controls to back up in these fringe situations that Mark described, like construction zones. Like, I mean, look, I'm the first one to trust computers, but I also do believe that this is, going to take a while to really get sorted out.
I mean, Google's been making smartphones for a lot longer than they've been making cars, and they still can't make one that doesn't reboot every once in a while.
Exactly.
Okay, now I'm scared.
and phones. I mean, Apple's the same. It doesn't matter who you pick here.
Yeah. No, you're right. If there's software, there's human error. And if software's controlling your car... Okay, see, I was all excited about this. Now I don't want to ever do it.
I think autopilot. Let's go past the autopilot
phase. I don't mind that.
And eventually when we're comfortable
with the
autopilot. But
that's no fun. I can't have a nice meal. I can't read a book because I got to keep my hands hovered.
No, it'll give you a few seconds and it'll come to a safe stop. The truck will come to a safe stop if there's no human intervention. That's the fail-safe.
Yeah, what I understand about Tesla's autopilot is it'll do most things for you and then it'll... you can intervene pretty easily, but I think
this is going to have the impact of increasing distracted driving because you're now going to say, I don't have to worry about it so much. Look,
you're not driving.
But you're expected to be there paying attention.
Yeah.
I used the self parking thing on a Ford car to crash into a car behind me.
No, really?
Yes.
You did?
It was fortunately on the Ford test track. There's video of it.
That's right.
It worked fine.
Is this parallel parking thing?
Yeah. So we were on the Ford. We were doing a thing with Ford. We were on the Ford test track, and it said, okay, now he said we're driving along, and they've had all these cars lined up, and he said, all right, there's a space up there. So press the button that says look for a space. So I'm saying okay, and then the thing goes beep when it passes a space I can fit, which is a big car, and I said okay, and he said now. Press that button and take your hands off the wheel. So the wheel goes, there it is. So there, you found it, but that was quick. Thank you, Jason.
Okay, so watch this.
Go ahead and turn up the audio. So it's going to see that space? It's going to look for that space.
Remove hands, put in reverse.
And then follow the instructions and watch. So my hands are off the wheel. The wheel goes, zzz, and see that? It's parked, parallel parking me. And it does a That's perfect cool. job with one exception. They didn't mention that once you're parked, put on the brake because you're still rolling.
Oh, well, that's not
But that's
error.
My point, is you trust the system, and then you forget that you still have responsibility for a three-ton vehicle. And there's the engineers in the back in the car I ran into laughing at me.
I think every automaker should be required to submit their autonomous software to the Leo test.
Yeah, I want to drive them all, and if I can't crash it.
Vehicles.
Oh, I was so embarrassed. But you know, I felt like they set me up because they were sitting in the car laughing at me. So I feel like they neglected to say, "Oh, and Leo, when you parked, put your foot on the brake and turn off the car because it's still rolling, you know, still idling, right?"
Yeah, why wouldn't they slowly just have it brake automatically?
Well, that's what I thought. It's done. I'm here.
So here's a question, is this still drunk driving if the car's driving itself?
Oh. Well, that's another thing, right? If it's driver assist, you drunk programmer. How about that?
drunk programming.
Drunk programming.
Programming high on weed.
I'm just saying that the human is the weak flink here. So this whole idea of, oh, well, don't worry, it's just going to be driver assist, that's dangerous, too.
Well, so Mark, as you said, as a punchline, but Google hasn't made a perfect phone yet, but who is more imperfect, Google or humans? It's really, at some point, it's a risk mitigation question.
Yeah. I mean, that's Google's argument for sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm excited about the prospects for autopilot. I haven't fully come around to being comfortable with it.
You made me scared. I'm not going to do it now.
Sorry, Leo.